Hello, friend. This is the second of three episodes exploring how you can respond to pain more effectively. In the last episode, you learned to identify your pain personality. In this episode, I'm going to distinguish between two kinds of pain, primary pain and poisonous pain. In the next episode, you'll learn the connection prescription, how you can make a positive difference to someone in pain. Well, welcome to the Free Me From OCD podcast. We're here to offer educational resources, coaching, and community support to help you say yes to your life by saying no to OCD. I'm Dr. Vicki Rackner, your podcast host and OCD coach. I call on my experience as a mother of a son diagnosed with OCD when he was in college, surgeon, and certified life coach. I'm here to help you get back in the driver's seat of your life. My vision is to help you move towards a future in which OCD is nothing more than the background noise of your full life. This information is intended as an adjunct and not a substitute for therapy. So let's dive into today's episode. I'm going to begin with the story of goats, but please stick with me because I promise to directly tie it into OCD and pain. I've lived in several places in which the city brings goats to clear invasive species like blackberry brambles and buckthorn. The goat herders come into the park, set up an electrified fence, and then put the goats inside the designated areas to be weeded. The electrified fence keeps the goats in and the dogs out. And boy, do these goats make an impact. They can quickly mow down even the most densely packed hillside. I always imagined hiring a goat herder to help me clear the invasive plants on my half-acre yard. I know exactly where I'd ask them to put up the electrified fences. Now, imagine the fence broke and the goats got free. You wake up to discover the goats mowed down your gardens. Maybe it's no big deal for you. Maybe you were planning to pull out the beds anyway. But maybe it is a very big deal for you. Maybe the goats ate your favorite rose bushes or favorite vegetable gardens or prized hostas. Your tomatoes were just 2 days from ripe and now everything is gone. You might be very upset. I call this primary pain. Something happened. The goats ate plants you didn't expect them to eat. You had a thought something bad happened. You just lost something that's important to you, and now you feel that loss. Loss is painful. You might be reminded of the pain when you look out the kitchen window and see the skeleton of the rose bush. Pain is not pleasant, and it's even more uncomfortable sometimes to watch somebody that you love in pain. You may wish that nobody you loved had to ever experience pain again. But then you realize that pain is part of the human condition. You wouldn't want to be a person who doesn't feel sad when they lose somebody or something that's important to them. You cannot immunize yourself from primary pain. It's part of the human condition. The best way to get to the other side of pain is just to go straight through it. Now, when someone you love gets OCD, it's like inviting goats onto your property. It changes the landscape of your life. Unmanaged OCD is like those escaped goats. It can be disruptive and even destructive. It causes pain. Now, the primary pain of OCD might nudge you to learn more about OCD or hire a therapist or join a support community. Sometimes the pain of OCD can seem like it's more than you can bear. Here's the most important piece I want to share with you today. Usually it's not the primary pain of OCD that makes it too much to bear. Rather, it's the fear of the pain or efforts to avoid or numb the pain that are the problem. I call this poisonous pain. It's anything you do to escape the primary pain. Now, your human brain might offer two very different messages in response to your pain. And your prefrontal cortex knows intellectually that the best way to get over pain or any other feeling is to head right through it. Your paleo brain disagrees. Remember, this is the brain circuitry that supported the success of our hunter-gatherer ancestors in the Paleolithic era when we were predators and prey. Your paleo brain thinks that pain is dangerous. It offers three strategies in the spirit of helping you. And unfortunately, these three strategies cause you to stay stuck rather than move forward when you have pain. First, it tells you, avoid pain or things that cause the pain or anything that reminds you of the pain. If you look out your kitchen window and see a plant skeleton where your roses used to be, you might feel sad. Your paleo brain offers the helpful idea, well, just stop looking out the window. Somebody with OCD might try to control their environment in similar ways to avoid awakening the OCD monster. This often impacts the entire family. But this avoidance just reinforces the idea that pain is dangerous, which then reinforces the avoidant behavior even more. Second, your paleo brain might tell you to do whatever you need to do to get rid of the pain as quickly as possible, even if it means numbing the pain. Instead of feeling lonely or sad or angry, the options might include binge watching Netflix or eating or drinking or shopping online. Most people are not skilled at feeling their feelings. We're simply not taught how to do this. And because we don't have those skills, feelings can be frightening. Feelings can be dangerous. But for somebody with OCD, the obsessive thoughts offered by the OCD monster trigger very high levels of unpleasant feelings. People with OCD learn that the compulsions offer temporary relief from the pain. ERP, exposure and response prevention, offers an alternative to the 3 hours of hand washing or other compulsions. It's learning that you can feel the anxiety and get to the other side of it. Learning and knowing and trusting you can live through any feeling can be life-changing. Because when it comes right down to it, what we fear most is experiencing unwanted feelings. Once you know you can live through a feeling, you have nothing more to fear. Efforts to avoid feelings keep you stuck. They don't help you move forward. And in fact, if the source of the primary pain is something related to OCD, avoiding feelings is just making the OCD worse. The way to make OCD better is to be able to feel your feelings. Now, your paleo brain might encourage you to blame your current circumstance or fight against what's already happening. This is a go-to move. You could say, that goat herder shouldn't have let this happen. Or, I can't believe my rose bush is gone. Or, I wish I didn't have OCD. When you invest energy fighting against your unwanted circumstances, you drain away the energy that you could be using to create the circumstances that you want. Blaming yourself is another little trick that the paleo brain will pull out. You might say, oh, I was so stupid to bring goats on the property, or I must be a bad person to have these obsessions, or I'm weak, or I'd be able to get over OCD. Your paleo brain might tell you that you need to beat up on yourself to keep yourself in line. If you were kind to yourself, who knows what would happen? So, to summarize, leaning into primary pain helps you move forward. Efforts to avoid or numb or distract yourself from your primary pain keeps you stuck and narrows your world. It makes OCD worse. This is like putting masking tape over the low fuel warning light in your car. The problem is not that the car warning lights came on. The warning light in itself is not dangerous. And what happens if you just cover over the warning lights? Well, you're still low on gas, and if you ignore the warning light, you run the risk of running out of fuel. OCD-related pain draws your attention to the things that will help you manage OCD more effectively. It's like putting the goats behind the electrified fence. So, if you're having pain, ask yourself, is this primary pain or poisonous pain? Ask yourself, what are my current circumstances and what are my thoughts about these circumstances? You might think, I'm angry the goats escaped and I'm sad the goats ate my plants. You might also think, I'm angry that OCD popped into our lives, or I'm sad when I think about all the losses that are associated with these obsessions and compulsions. Your paleo brain might tell you, don't feel your pain, avoid this pain, distract yourself from the pain, blame your circumstances, blame yourself. Any efforts that keep you from feeling your primary pain are the sources of poisonous pain. They will make the primary pain worse. If you notice yourself wallowing in poisonous pain, just put your hand over your heart and say, how human of me. Let's turn our attention back to the primary pain to move forward. Notice when you're beating up on yourself. Treat yourself the way you'd treat a child. If you wouldn't say something to a child, don't say it to yourself. Then give yourself some time to practice these new pain-related habits. If you've been in the habit of beating yourself up when you have pain, try being just a little kinder, a little less mean. Over time, that's going to get a lot better. The best response to primary pain is your willingness to lean into it and feel it. That is the best way forward. And that's what I've got for you today. So thanks for stopping by. I hope that you found value in this episode. If so, please share this with family, friends, and community members. And if nobody's told you yet today, I admire your courage. Managing OCD might be the hardest job I've ever had. Whether you're an OCD warrior or an OCD champion, you are not alone. There's hope for a better tomorrow. You've got this.